Welcome back. We'll now get into one of the important activity done at banking level, which is dematerialization of shares. So DMAT is a method by which the physical share certificates are converted into electronic forms. Physical shares are taken back by the company and equivalent number of securities are credited in electronic form at the request of the investor. Investor will have to open a DMAT account with someone known as depository participant and then request for dematerialization through a DP. It's similar to a bank account opening, and delivery of share after sale will be in the DMAT form. So what is the meaning of depository? Depository like NSDL, which is National Stock Depository Limited, or CSDL, which is Central Stock Depository Limited, is an organization like central bank where at the request of the shareholder, his securities are held in electronic form through the medium of depository participant. The objective of depository is to minimize the paperwork involved in the ownership, trading and transfer of securities. What is the meaning of depository participant or DP? DP is one with whom an account has to be opened to trade in electronic form. It acts like a branch of the bank. DP is also the account holder's representative in the depository system, providing the link between the company and the account holder. Operations of a depository system. It operates in the lines of banking system. Banks holds a fund in its account and transfers funds between accounts, where depository holds securities in an account and transfers security between accounts. In both, transfer of funds or securities happen without actual handling of funds and securities. Depository is also accountable for safekeeping of securities like bank. What is the benefits of having a DMAT account? So shares of the company can be traded only if they are held in a DMAT account. SEBI has made a DMAT mandatory for trading. There is no stamp duty when the transferred 0.5% is only stamp duty of the market price. Shares are in electronic form, so no risk of loss, theft, fraud, duplication, etc. Odd lot concept removed, one share equal to one lot. DMAT securities are preferred by banks to grant credit facilities. So we looked at loan against shares and debentures. That's primarily DMAT securities are much preferable there. There is no change in payment mechanism. Shares are transferred on T+1 basis. No courier or postal charge is incurred. Locking freezing facility available to make an account non-operational. It enables the borrower to pledge or hypothecate the securities. This is a convenience to both brokers and the investors. What are the precautions that you need to take for it? List of securities admitted for dematerialized should be verified before defacing the security. Holding in street name cannot be dematerialized. Combination and sequence of name of holders as printed on physical certificate should be identical. Separate DMAT request to be filled for holding locked, fully paid, partly paid shares. Others, DMAT accounts can be converted into physical shares, not advisable though. DMAT shares can be cancelled automatically and one can open an account with several DPs. So with that, we also come to an end of the session.